Hello, I'm Toby Fox from 1.5 million New Homes, the local government challenge sponsored by Redloft. So the mission is to get 1.5 million new homes built, and the key delivery arm for that mission is local government, either as the planning authority or as a partner in a joint venture with the private sector or through the direct delivery of new homes. So I'm visiting a different council every month to understand what works and what needs to change for councils to get more homes built. And today I'm in the London Borough of Lambeth. I'm lucky enough to be here with Nabil Khan, who's Corporate Director for Climate and Inclusive Growth at the London Borough of Lambeth. Nabil, hello, and thanks for sparing the time to talk to us today. Tell us a little bit first about where we are. What is this place?
Yeah, thanks, Toby. Delighted to be speaking to you. So we're here in Brixton House, which was phase one of our Summer Leighton Road development, which we've obviously sort of procured a partner for phase two, which is coming forward and delivering over 250 new homes for Brixton.
Okay, and what is Brixton House about?
Of course, yes. Yeah. So Brixton House is a theatre. It was one of the newest theatres built in London over the last 50 years. It's primarily a sort of black-led cultural event space, and you'll see a lot of programming around here. You'll see a lot of exhibitions going on around here, celebrating the sort of rich and diverse history of Brixton as a place, really.
Which segues really nicely into my next question, which is, what is it that makes Lambeth distinctive?
Yes, well, Lambeth is one of London's most diverse and vibrant boroughs. We're a cultural powerhouse and always have been a place of innovation and pioneering. We're proud to be home to the Windrush generation. We've got the largest Portuguese community outside of Portugal. It's a known fact. And of course, we've got the largest LGBTQ plus population anywhere in London. So there's a real sort of diversity here at Lambeth that you don't find in many other parts of the country. Creativity is in our DNA. Yeah. So, you know, from Brixton's legendary music scene, of which we're sat in one, to Vauxhall's nightlife, which I don't take part in as much as I should anymore, and to all, you know, to the world-class arts and cultural cluster up in the South Bank. It really is a place of culture, creativity, vibrancy, and a place that's happening.
We've talked a bit about what makes Lambeth really distinctive. What about the economic drivers behind the borough?
Yeah, sure. So we're very clear on our sort of three key priority growth sectors that are really going to drive the economy of the future in Lambeth. And they are culture and creative industries, number two, health and life sciences, number three, the green economy. On culture and creative, I mean, we're actually sat within Brixton Creative Enterprise Zone, which we've hardwired into our local plan. And you know, it's fueling jobs and the visitor economy across the borough. On health and life sciences, we co-founded SC1, which is our life science innovation district up in Waterloo, London Bridge, and down in Denmark Hill. Okay. And it's got the potential of creating 60,000 jobs by 2050. It really is, I suppose, the key economic opportunity that the Lambeth has. So we're really proud of the sort of work we've done there with our world-class university and teaching hospitals up in the north of the borough. And on the green economy, I was really pleased to sort of launch the London Growth Plan last week, which obviously our leader, Claire Holland, played a big part in. And it was really notable to see our sort of clean tech cluster up in Waterloo being named as the only green economy cluster in London. And again, we've played a big part in incubating that and actually help working with our partners there to establish that. And there's over 100 startups and SMEs currently based up in County Hall, so really powering the transition to net zero. So really proud of those three sectors. That's where we see the growth. That's where we see the future. That's the kind of jobs that we want our residents to have.
And how does all that diversity and energy, how does that translate into housing need, which is the kind of focus for us today?
Of course. I mean, I should have said before, it's a real place of contrast as well.
Yeah.
And, you know, we've got strong economic hubs, but we've got some real challenges as well. And, of course, housing affordability is right up there. As one of the key issues facing our communities at the moment, alongside, of course, multiple deprivation, health inequalities, cost of living. And that's why our focus is on inclusive growth, really, to ensure that the growth and regeneration work that we're doing in the borough genuinely benefits our residents. And in terms of housing needs, I mean, just to give you some context, we've got 317,000 residents that live in Lambeth. 42% of our residents are between 20 and 40, so it's actually quite a young borough. One in five households face some housing-related deprivation. I mean, that's
20%.
I mean, let's just dwell on that a second. 20% of such a large population. And what does that translate to in terms of numbers? So we've got 40,000 plus households currently on our waiting list, which you know is amongst the highest in London. We've currently got 4,600 households in temporary accommodation, mm-hmm. currently. And by the way, temporary is not so temporary. You know, some of these temporary accommodation have been there for multiple years. And that really, you know, that really sort of focuses our mind in terms of the need. So yes, there's a huge opportunity in Lambeth. Yes, all this great stuff that's going on, but it's not felt equally by all of our residents. And that's where really our role as a council comes in to ensure that the work that we're doing, i.e. delivering homes, actually benefits those residents.
And how are you doing in delivering those homes? What's your sort of performance? How does it measure up against targets set by the mayor, by the government?
Yeah, sure. So look, the first thing I'll say is we've got a strong housing pipeline. Mm-hmm. We've got 10,500 applications already approved through our planning. On our new homes programme, which is homes that we're bringing forward on council-owned land, we are on track to meet our target of minimum 500 new affordable homes by 2030. We currently, our SADPD, our site allocations planning document is currently going through an examination in public, and in that we've identified 13 sites where we think intensification or densification can occur. So I think we are very clear that we are pulling on all the levers that we've got to ensure that we can deliver more homes in the borough and meet the government's 1.5 million target by the end of this parliamentary term.
It's all over for another episode of 1.5 million New Homes, the local government challenge sponsored by Redloft. But we are going to be back in a few days with more from the London Borough of Lambeth. Until then, if you could hit like and subscribe, we'd be really grateful. Thanks very much for watching. Look forward to seeing you next time.